fighting Brunei between rival factions along the Israeli-Syrian border. Initial reports claim Israeli jet fighters bombed a guerrilla base, killing at least 49 soldiers and 13 civilians. Damage to the base is said to be heavy, and the Israeli jets are reported to have made it back to their headquarters safely. A 49-year-old unidentified man went berserk last night, opening fire with a 12-gauge shotgun in a crowded downtown restaurant. 14 people are dead, including 3 children. 4 others suffered serious injuries. Police have a suspect in custody but are not releasing any information until they complete their investigation. A government bill to crack down on laboratory experiments on animals is expected to become law today. Animal rights activists have been pushing for the bill for 9 years and have taken part in mass demonstrations throughout the nation. It's expected the bill will outline just what animals will be allowed to be used in the labs, along with penalties for the offenders. Police in Canada have smashed a multi-million dollar drug smuggling ring. 22 pounds of heroin was seized along with a small amount of cocaine, marijuana, and hashish. Police say the ring was centered in Colombia, with drugs finding their way to large city centers. 25 people have been arrested and face charges ranging from smuggling to possession for the purpose of trafficking. 36 hours of steady rainfall have left many homes in the metro area knee-deep in floodwaters. Power was out for 3 hours in eastern metro because of downed hydro lines, and police report at least 200 accidents. No injuries were reported. Cleanup is expected to take at least 2 days. Damage to homes and property is pegged at $3 million.